From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Here we are. It's time for From the Crate. Morena Cam.
Morena, morena.
Hi.
How are you guys? We just put the headphones on and boom.
Chomping at the bit to hear about this new wax.
Well, here we are.
Tell us all about it. What have we got? New
all,
on the shelves.
All on the shelves. The very first one, Jeff Parker, Happy Today. The brand new album from Jeff Parker on International Anthem. Member of Tortoise, did some guitar stuff for Mackay McRaven, all sorts of various artists across the board on International Anthem, on Thrill Jockey, has been all over the place. This is like now his like 10th album or maybe even higher than that.
Wow.
So he's really honing in his craft. He knows what he's doing. This was recorded in front of like 400 people or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, there are two tracks on this album, Side A and Side B, like Swimwear like and Happy Today, and they're both.
Wait, so how? What are we? We're listening to Like Swimwear.
We're listening to Like Swimwear.
This part two.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Nice.
So I can't believe it's live. It sounds so good.
Yeah.
Wow.
They, I think, recorded this while, or maybe just before they went on tour. These guys are all touring at the moment with Flea for Flea's new album.
Oh, cool.
Because they did all the backing stuff for Flea's brand new album.
Mm.
Oh, should we give it a listen? It's pretty indulgent.
It's beautiful.
Just like that, like moth to flame, Rory Johns comes running into the studio. What's this?
You can trust the in-house jazz cat to just kind of sniff it out.
The International Anthem sound.
Yeah.
He could hear it from
so
a mile away.
Good. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Really lovely stuff, and sort of one that you might want to have on an LP.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Side A and side B. Play the whole thing all the way through. We've also got this really great International Anthem magazine here, which with any purchase of an International Anthem product in store, you can grab yourself a magazine.
Cool. Have you got lots of their other stock in at the moment as well?
We have got a lot of International Anthem stock in. So come peruse. Awesome. Come browse.
Mm.
A lot of great stuff on there.
Love that.
Also, I believe, Tortoise's latest album on International Anthem as well. Probably part of Jeff Parker's little influence there.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go.
Beautiful.
Jeff Parker's new album sounds stunning.
Lovely.
And grab yourself a little booklet if you purchase any International Anthem stock. The next one we want sounds Ayam El Disco, which means the disco days.
Loving the cover.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
This is a selection of Egyptian disco like cassette tapes that were dug out by a guy named I think his name's DJ Disco Arabesco.
Mm-hmm.
Disco Arabesco, and he has collected all these cassette tapes with this incredible Egyptian disco on it, and apparently in that time period from the 80s to 90s or 70s, mid-70s to 90s even, cassettes were booming in Egypt. And it was like a huge scene there. There were multiple labels running out these cassettes. People were self-recording. There were all these incredible things being made. And this is really kind of like a time capsule of the beautiful tunes that were coming out at the time. A lot of people hear disco and Flinch. I've had a few people have that happen in the shop recently. You got to give it a chance. This is beautiful. There's a lot of disco encompasses a lot. It's not just you know, the kind of stuff that you'd expect from Saturday Night Fever. You're getting a lot of different vibes on here.
This ain't no Saturday, Night Fever.
Open your mind Egyptian disco, please.
There, it does really cover a lot. Yeah, you're gonna be happy with this one. It covers everything across the board, and a lot of artists on here that some people might be familiar with that have released across Habibi Funk as well. But this one, of course, on We Want Sounds, who are doing just great compilations at the moment.
Cool.
Those guys are always a label to look out for.
Oh my god,
my toe is
I'm really loving this already.
Already tapping.
Turn it up, Millie, please.
Souk El Abied from Amar El Sharay.
Yeah, that pretty much instantly put me in a good mood. I want to know what was in the water in Egypt in the 80s. What was happening there?
Oh, yeah.
Would have been
good
a nice,
stuff.
Like a really fun time to be alive
here. Oh, yeah. It's really like, it is very joyful. It's definitely like, there's nothing like it. There's a very specific sound that was coming out of there at that time.
Awesome.
And you can really hear it in this. And this compilation like really encompasses all of that. And it's not all kind of like what we just listened to. There's some like more kind of folky kind of influence on it, on some of the tracks. Yeah, there's some more funky, soulful tracks on there. It's everything. You just got to get into it.
Awesome.
Got to rip into the whole thing.
I am El Disco.
We Want Sounds. Beautiful rainbow cover. So you're going to see it as soon as you walk in.
Yeah.
Can't miss it.
Pretty it's awesome. Like a beacon.
It is a beacon.
A beacon to those who love joy.
A beacon of hope.
Yeah, beautiful. And last one?
The last one is Dua Salia.
She's cool. I like her.
Really, really good. Of Earth and Wires.
Yeah.
This is a really, really beautiful album. They grew up listening to a lot of Sudanese music. And apparently... like early on, because they grew up quite sheltered, they listened to a lot of Sudanese music and then quite a lot of jazz in like like 40s jazz,
awesome.
Which is really cool to kind of start out with, and then kind of started getting into hip-hop and R&B, and that's how they kind of got where they are today. Yeah, just some really, really great stuff on here, and you can definitely hear that Sudanese influence on a lot of this stuff. Some people say that their voice sounds a little like FKA Twigsy, or even because they kind of do a lot of singing and then sometimes do a little rap in there, Little Simsy-esque. So yeah, really, really great stuff.
Those are my trigger words, Cam.
But yeah, Dua Salah.
Love it.
Really, really awesome album. Also up on the shelf. On Ghostly International as well.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I believe this is their second album now. Their first one came out, or maybe this is their third. Their first one came out in 2019, last one 2024, and now we've got this one, Of Earth and Wires.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to have a listen to I Do, but what a beautiful collection of records out on the shelves today at Southbound.
Oh, yeah. Oh, beautiful sapphire blue vinyl as well. Oh, so
lovely.
There you go.
Coloured vinyl.
For the coloured vinyl heads out there.
Me. Thank awesome. You so much, Cam.
Thanks, awesome. Cam.
Thanks,
everyone,
guys.
Get out to Southbound this weekend and pick up some new works. There's plenty on offer.
Oh, yeah. Come on out. Ain't no cure for the sun, so let it be down you. Maybe you can heal, and it can all feel real. Why stand at the sky so blue?
The Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.